The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I hope you're ready to pay reparations, because even if you're not the descendant of slavers, it seems like people are still coming for your money. And this is something that I've been saying for quite some time, that people who signal that they're some sort of virtuous victim, well, the psychological research seems to indicate that they're actually more likely to be a psychopath just looking to extract resources from people. And I think that what we're going to talk about today is some good evidence of that, because more or less just lots of people who are in no way related to slavery want money from other people who are in no way related to slavery.
But gives money.
Yes, it's all about that. And let's start with the Church of England then. Here's an article from GB News titled, "Church of England slavery reparations spark fury from within own ranks. We keep being told there's no money." So it goes on to say in the body of the article, "A report into the Church of England's investment funds, shameful, in quotes, historic links to transatlantic slavery has prompted it to announce 100 million of funding for a programme of investment. The Church Commissioners for England announced the funding commitment on Tuesday following publication of research it commissioned, which details links of its predecessor fund, Queen Anne's Bounty, had with the slave trade." So they commissioned a fund, an investigation themselves that found themselves guilty, and then they have to pay 100 million to...
I love the idea that you're going to hire someone to... Imagine hiring a private investigator to be like, "Find that I'm guilty."
Yes, this is unbelievable sabotage, self-sabotage from the Church of England.
Is this live? Like, can you go and get your check if you sign up?
I don't know how it's going to be implemented. It might just be some sort of weird money laundering operation where they're like, we're gonna give out some money, but then not say where it's going, going to be invested.
I'm gonna invest money in the community.
Yeah,
that old chestnut.
I'm joking about that, by the way. Please don't sue me.
I genuinely, until you do otherwise, I'm suspect of the Church of England.
But I am very suspicious.
If you are handing out checks, Carl over there,
yeah,
actually deserves a check.
That's true, Carl, descendant of slavery, right?
Yeah, so he does have it in his background. So yes, the guy who works in the Church of England is going to have to pay money to Carl. That's normal. You glad you donated to the Church of England? It's like,
well, my opinion has now changed. Maybe this is a good idea. So goes on to say, Reverend Marcus Warfer, rector at St. Bartholomew, told GB News people will be put off donating to the church as a result of their spending. Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Like, we give you, like, someone gives the church money to do charitable thing, and they're like, yeah, what if we piss up the wall?
It's ridiculous. He said, 100 million is a lot of money. We keep hearing that there's no money left. Every time churches have closed, financiers have sighed and said, we don't have the money, as greater priests have mental collapses because they can't handle the sheer scale of the work they have to do. The Church of England sighs and says, there isn't the money. And now suddenly they found 100 million down the back of the sofa to pay for this. You can imagine how I felt. And that's a very good point as well. It's the fact that many churches are going in disrepair. People aren't going to have the religious support that they might want because of this choice, in that there are lots of historic buildings, churches that might go into disrepair, be destroyed, that are hundreds of years old. Some are even 1,000 years old. And yes, this is being thrown away basically for nothing. And they're not doing their job of actually looking after the churches in England, which is kind of what they should be doing. But no, they want to virtue signal. And speaking of virtue signalling, here we have an article from Fox News. Democrats seek reparations and national apology for slavery. And they say, we are moving closer. And it says, dozens of House Democrats this week renewed their push for reparations and a national apology for slavery by reintroducing legislation that would set up a commission to consider these steps as a way to address the cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity of slavery in the US. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, and 52 House Democrats proposed the legislation this week in an effort to keep the issue alive. Her legislation, which was considered by the House Judiciary Committee in last Congress when Democrats were in charge, is unlikely to be taken up in the 118th Congress led by Republicans. So thank goodness for the Republicans actually getting control of Congress. Still, Jackson Lee said she is hopeful a commission can be formed not just to recommend monetary compensation, but to help America understand how slavery still affects the country today.
Brainwashing.
In how it doesn't. Yeah, it is brainwashing, obviously.
I want money and propaganda, please.
Just be honest. Just say, I want money and propaganda and be done with it. It's so frustrating. And talking of things that affect Black America today, here's my contemplations, 105, the importance of family.
Smooth. Where
me and Carl talk about how having an intact family structure is the ideal scenario for raising children who will go on to succeed. But anyway.
No, it is true, and it's a big issue that the Black community in America will say themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to give them words of encouragement that this is how you fix your problems. But moving on to San Francisco, which has announced a reparations committee where $5 million will be allocated to each eligible Black resident. $5 million.
That's not bad.
This is in...
I'm a Black man now.
Yes. All of a sudden, I've discovered Black heritage. Give me money. So apparently, the city is giving debt forgiveness due to the city's history of systematic repression. And the article reads from
San
the post-millennial...
Francisco.
Yes.
In the Deep South, I know. Since the founding of the 13 colonies, it has been a deep place of slavery.
Mm. And the article reads, San Francisco African-American Reparations Advisory Committee, that's a long mouthful, draft report addresses the public policies explicitly created to subjugate Black people in San Francisco by upholding and expanding the intent and legacy of chattel slavery. However, California has never been a slave state, as this article points out. And this is a direct quote. While neither San Francisco nor California formally adopted the institution of chattel slavery, the tenets of segregation, white supremacy, and systematic repression and exclusion of Black people were codified through the legal and extra-legal actions, social codes, and judicial enforcement, the draft states. So they even acknowledge it in their own draft that, yes, technically, there wasn't any slavery here, but, you know, we still want our reparations.
What other slavery in my mind?
Yes, well, you had some laws that were bad. That's basically good enough for reparations now. We're going to end up with women saying that men have to pay them reparations for not being able to vote or something like that. I mean, at least that's more recent than slavery.
We should start pushing that, because I think that's such a joke that people understand the role reparations debate is a waste of time.
I mean, with the state of the world, I feel like people would call our bluff and just be like, yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that.
Yeah, worth the risk.
I don't want to give random women my money. It's already a man's lot in life.
If that happens, I'm leaving the country. So I'm already on. Fuck it. Reparations for the votes, ladies.
So if we move on to this video, here are armed people. If the shoe were on the other foot, of course, these would be called armed extremists, calling for reparations outside of a Virginia government building.
They never want to talk about reparations, and the reason they're not doing that is because it's not an issue to them.
That's right.
Reparations affect everybody who looks like me.
Sorry, but the memes.
Our ancestors fought and died over 400 years, and we are the only ones not to claim our reparations.
That's right.
Virginia is the birthplace of slavery. Virginia is the birthplace of the Confederacy. And so this is where it should have to begin.
He said it's the birthplace of slavery. Virginia.
Virginia was the birthplace of slavery.
Yep, before Virginia, slavery didn't exist.
So Black people are from Virginia. Is that where they come from?
Yeah, didn't you know that?
Yeah, they're not from...
Yeah,
no. All right. Africa is in Virginia.
Africa is fake news. It doesn't exist. Okay. I've never been there.
Have you?
This is a great conspiracy. Africa doesn't exist. Virginia is actually Africa.
I'm buying it.
It's just ridiculous that they're outside demanding money with guns. Just like, yes, this is fine. No one cares about that. But
that's not weird at all.
If a few right-wingers go to their elected representatives with firearms, all of a sudden it's a terrorist threat. But no, that's fine. But yes, obviously pointing out hypocrisy is low-hanging fruit because we know they're hypocrites. Of course they are. But it's not just America and Britain as well. Barbados has seen to jump on the bandwagon as well. So if you move on to this next article, John. Barbados, I'm not sure. I think you've missed one here. Barbados Task Force seeks reparations from families who owned slave plantations. So they're looking for people with links, historic links to slavery. And apparently, if you move on to this Daily Mail one, Barbados targets Hollywood star Benedict Cumberbatch as campaigners demand reparations over the sins of his slave-owning ancestors. So it's just people with money, isn't it, basically? If you have money, we want it.
What else are they going to
do? Yeah.
Well, you know those Irish guys, yeah, shake them down. Actually, these days. That's not a bad idea.
I mean, they're doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
But yes, obviously it's just a grift because people know, oh, Benedict Cumberbatch, he has lots of money. I mean, I don't know what he gets up to in his spare time, but I imagine it's not slaving, is it? I mean...
Oh, someone is going to try and rob Elon Musk for reparations for something, aren't they?
Yeah. Didn't his father own some sort of mine? And then they're going to be like, oh, it's slaves. Yeah. You're digging stuff out the ground. It couldn't have been paid people. It has to be slaves.
Apartheid, you owe us money. Why? Mm-hmm. You do. You live there.
You existed at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether you agreed with it or not. And of course, they're also going after members of parliament. This is from the end of November. And Richard Drax and Jamaica is now eyeing reparations from him. He's a Conservative MP who supposedly got ancestral links to slavery. Of course, he himself hasn't been capturing any slaves, as far as I'm aware.
He's not been caught yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. We don't know what he does at night.
He's allegedly not been catching slaves.
Many holidays to Libya. Don't know what he was doing there. That's fake news.
Yes. Definitely no slavery going on in the modern day in Africa. That doesn't happen. It's been cured. And one thing that I thought was funny is that Poland saw the weirdness that the West had been getting up to. Just like, why are you all going after this? Well, if everyone's in the spirit of reparations, why don't we get reparations from Germany for, say, two world wars? Which, to be fair, I think the Poles actually have a better case. And I think it's funny that they're jumping on this. It's just an opportunity to dunk on the Germans.
To be fair, they do this every year. Mm-hmm. And I think they have been given some money, but then they're just like, not enough. And they've got the argument there, which is when is it enough? And the answer's not really ever. So they've upped it. I think it's like over $1 trillion now they're asking for.
It's 1.3 trillion, I think, or something like that.
Not enough.
Yeah, where's our reparations as well? If the Poles are getting in on it. I mean, we fought them twice.
Yeah, the Poles did get kind of... removed.
That's true. Although, I mean, they did kill my great uncle, who I've inherited a middle name from.
Well, the Poles?
No, the Germans.
Oh, right.
I think my German ancestry is much more distant than the.
I thought your great uncle was just on holiday.
He's on holiday in Germany and mysteriously found himself in the trenches. Okay. No, but yes, apparently Germany's categorically refused, according to this CNN article.
We just didn't do anything. To
We did nothing wrong.
This is fake news.
So they've just refused to talk to Poland, which I think is funny. But the Poles are not taking no for an answer. They've gone to the US to try and get help to get some reparations as well, which I think is funny. Just like, America, help us. Like, you know what you did in the war? Help us again. Give us some money. And if that's not working, they've also gone to the UN as well. So I, for one, want Poland to get their reparations just because it's funny and it dunks on the Germans. But as for the expansion of reparations for slavery, it's not looking good. It's looking like things are going to go the direction of me and you are going to pay reparations for crimes that even our ancestors didn't commit for the sheer crime of just being born.
So we're going to be paying Carl.
Yeah, we're going to be paying Carl reparations. I'm sorry, Carl, for the crimes of my ancestors when they were rural farmers, nowhere near chattel slavery, but there we go. So I just wanted to draw some attention to this because although we're joking about it, is quite an egregious thing to impose upon people, because guess what? You're not guilty of the sins of your ancestors. That's not how this works. If you've not captured any slaves, you don't owe anyone anything.
Well, there is actually one place on Earth where that is how it works. It's North Korea.
Oh, yeah. So
if you commit a crime against the state, your children and your grandchildren also have to serve the sentence in a camp because, of course, collective punishment.
It's nice to see some North Korean legal philosophy being embodied here in the West, because, of course, we don't have enough of it, and I, for one, salute their efforts.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series we do, this one on Caligula. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.